Yeah! Boy, that feels good, does it not, Basinonians? The Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning Broadcasting, so you don't have to. Douglas.
The Governor Doug Ducey has just walked into the Auction Community Studios, and since he's totally unprepared for what's about to happen, let's just run him over with an embarrassing question up front. What is the one song that's on your phone you don't want any of your constituency to know?
The one, well, I've got iTunes on there. I mean, there's a bunch of songs that are on
there.
Yeah.
But nothing like "We Built This City" from Jefferson Airplane
Not on my phone.
Okay,
that's not
good.
On my playlist.
Well done.
Yeah.
How are you?
Real good, real good. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, I have a secret plot, and I wanted to know if you can help me with it. Can we start the planning stages of trying to steal the combine from Indianapolis?
Sure. Mm.
We've got a lot more to offer than Indianapolis does.
Well, that I agree with.
How can we start this process? What can you do to bring the combine here?
Well, is it up for bid?
No, it is not. We just have to blatantly steal it.
It would be so much nicer. We could do it outside.
Yes.
In this kind of weather.
Yes. Being,
like put it right alongside spring training. It'd be fantastic.
And think about how much more attention the NFL would get to drop it right into the Cactus League like that.
It's incredibly the power of the NFL and the amount of people that watched the draft. Did you see that crowd that was in Nashville last year when they hosted it in the rain?
Yes.
So something like the combine. This is an idea you guys should pitch to Michael Bidwell.
Okay. We need your help, though.
This is really important right here because in 1985, the first combine, you know where it was? It was in Tempe, Arizona.
Was it really?
And they took it from us.
I was in that.
Come on, Governor.
I was in that, Governor. I was actually in that combine in 1985 in Tempe, right? Well, let me throw this out to you right now, Governor. If you had to make a phone call and say, hey, listen, is there any chance of this happening? Who would you call?
Well, I would start with Michael Bidwell.
Okay.
I would start with Michael Bidwell, Roger Goodell. You know, I actually think, boy, the idea, I've seen the power, of course, of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And you've seen the leadership the Cardinals have demonstrated in bringing the game here again and again. And I've been a part of that process now. And then I see how the draft has been awarded. Can you imagine the combine? Traveling that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And a city or a community that would commit the facilities, we already have them existing. It's a good idea.
Right,
there
you
go.
Streams.
We've now got the governor on our side for this. Speaking of the Cardinals, with the 8th pick in the 2020 NFL draft, you want the Arizona Cardinals to select?
Well, there's 4 Sun Devils that are coming up in the draft.
Well,
I like Eno Benjamin a lot. I've always liked him. I'll leave it to Steve Keim if he's NFL ready and worthy of a first-round draft pick. But it's great to see some of the local kids.
You know, Brandon Ayuk is getting a lot of attention right now.
Yeah.
And he's another guy that I think will definitely be in the mix.
Yeah.
Those guys determine, I mean, what's the difference between a first-round pick and Tom Brady in the 6th round, right?
So ASU, of course, basketball, right? Bobby Hurley and the boys
very
are
excited
right
for
now.
Tonight.
I believe it's 7 wins in a row right now. Right?
Red hot.
So are you going, Governor?
I'm not going? I'll be watching. I'll be watching.
Though.
I want to say for the record,
hard to get to California,
I think that it's a shame that it's on the Pac-12 network. This should be on network TV. Jim Nance should be commentating on CBS or at least ESPN. But I'm hoping everybody will let their kids stay up late and watch Arizona State slay UCLA.
So you're not going to get in the private jet and just boom.
No. I'm going to watch it on TV.
Do you ever get involved in something like that? Because it is on the one hand, it's not a governor issue about the Pac-12 network and the lack of coverage we get, but at the same time, I mean, this is a state university, 2 state universities that are underrepresented with the way the Pac-12 network is being run.
I think the Pac-12 can do better on this. What I hear is the fans talk about it. I'm lucky I do have the Pac-12 network at home, but I think it's a shame on many of the sports that they're only available through cable networks. Playoff games start at 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. I don't know why this is starting at 9 o'clock either. It should be a 5 o'clock tip.
Absolutely.
Off. And let
hot.
Everybody watch it.
Yeah, good
How
point.
How about DeAndre Ayton? How much have you watched his development this year for the Phoenix Suns?
Well, he seems to, he's going to be around for a long time, don't you think?
Yeah. I think so.
And
no
he's
doubt.
He's a real player. I mean, he was compared to Wilt Chamberlain and some of the greatest to ever play as he came out as a very young man. And boy, he's bigger and stronger, and he's developing. So I think there's a lot of high expectations, and you never know
his awareness. I think, Governor, mm-hmm. overall, that's a thing to me. It's his awareness. I think of the game. He's starting to become a little bit of a student of the game and understand it. And that, I think, is something he was lacking last season.
Well, it's got to be an incredible learning curve. You know, we just saw the memorial for Kobe. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't a Kobe fan. I actually became more of a fan after his passing, hearing the personal stories of him. I was more of the Michael Jordan era. But, you know, I had forgotten that Kobe came out when he was 17 years old and how quickly he adapted and really what an incredibly fierce competitor and winner he was on the court.
As the governor of Arizona, was Doug Ducey knowledgeable enough to know that you could be a starting major league pitcher and make $26,000 in Wickenburg rodeos on the side? Did you know anything about this?
I thought that was such a great story. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And I've been to several rodeos. They're incredibly entertaining, but they are unbelievably dangerous. You see these guys being taken off, and you're almost amazed that everybody isn't taken off in a stretcher. And I know how those guys lose digits in the event that he specializes in, and yet he does it in his spare time.
It's just stunning to me, Governor, because in 1985, I signed a professional sports contract that had a clause in that contract that said you can't water ski, you can't get on a motorcycle, you can't ski, snow ski, you can't do anything that is dangerous outside of the game of football, because if you get hurt, you could null and void the contract.
Right, right.
I can't believe that those clauses are still not in contracts today.
Well, don't you think it is in the contract?
Yes, but it was so weird, Mike Hazen, listening to Mike Hazen, the general manager for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I know you know him, right? Mike Hazen, listening to him, he when I listened to his answer on a direct question that was asked of him about that, he seemed to dodge a little bit on that, and I didn't understand the reasoning of why dodge. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I think you can have an expectation that these guys shouldn't be out running with the bulls or calf roping if you're paying them millions of dollars.
Now, you said you went to rodeos. Did you know if you saw Mason Saunders /
I wouldn't
Madison,
have known. But these are really tough guys. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. It's something to see it in person.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate on TV like when you're in the crowd and can really see the power of these animals. And, you know, some guys take them down and make it look easy.
Oh, yeah.
Other guys don't. You know, they fail at it, or they blow the whistle and the rodeo clown has to come out to get them off there. And you really see how challenging it is.
Governor, have you ever had an alias?
And I've not had an alias.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
Do you want an alias?
No, I don't want an alias.
So wherever you go, you're not actually registering somewhere in a hotel with an alias.
No, I'm not doing that.
Look at your security.
That sounds like big trouble.
Now, that was the first time security turned and looked at Wolf
exactly.
on that.
Exactly.
The Governor Doug Ducey is live in the Auction Community Studios with us. I don't know if you take this story seriously or not, but there was a previous story, this was a couple months ago, that the Diamondbacks were flirting around with Henderson, Nevada. Now there's a story that came out on the Athletic a couple days ago that said they in 2018 they looked around Vancouver and they're saying, hey, just in case something happened to Chase Field, we need to look at all stadiums. They don't think it's a very big story, but what does the governor think when he sees stories about something like this?
Well, I think we're a major league state and a major league city because we have the four major league franchises here, and MLB is part of that along with the NBA, NHL, and NFL. I want to keep the Arizona Diamondbacks here.
Do you have to do anything? Is that a governor's job, do you think?
Well, you know, right now I know they're in a county facility. They're having discussions with both the city and the county. I'm confident with some leadership there, this can happen. They're the Arizona Diamondbacks. They won the greatest World Series ever played in 2001, and this is where they belong.
Do you ride at all? I mean, do you get on a horse? I mean, are you any type of a rancher at all?
I was born in Toledo, Ohio.
So that's the easy. Yeah,
yeah, you do this. You know, we have to do certain things in politics. There's parades and everything. And the one that is the largest in the state is in Prescott. And a very nice individual offered me to ride his horse. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna walk in the
Well
parade.
Done. Well yeah. done.
Anything yeah. I can't drop with a straight right hand, I don't like being around. I'm just telling you that. Right now.
Well, that's an interesting way to end the conversation with the governor of the state of Arizona. Doug Ducey, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Always a pleasure.